Jesus Christ, He is our memorial. He is our memorial. Okay. When we look at our life and the purpose, main purpose in our life, we take like a sum of all the things that we have, all our experiences and all our accomplishments, and then we want to think like, what's the memorial, what's the chief part of my whole life, and that we can say that it is the Lord, right? Let's look at just one thought. I'll read like 2-3 scripture portions and to bring out this thought. And let's pray that God would be with us this morning, and He is, and He would fill us with a fresh thought from heaven that He for today and for this week. Galatians chapter 6, verse 15 and 16. I'll read this. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Okay, but a new creation. In Christ Jesus, neither like my, does my merits count before Christ Jesus? No, it doesn't count so much. Does my demerits or the things that I have failed at, does that, is that a reason for me to be disqualified from His love? No. Or contrarily, it qualifies me to be in a place to freely receive His love, right? But a new creature, new creation avails a lot. Means God wants to go beyond just saving us in our life. He wants us to know that that I am not just someone who's been saved from the penalty of sin, but then He has made me into something new. He has given me His Spirit, and He has made me into a new person from inside, right? This is verse 16. As many as walk according to this rule. What rule? As many as walk according to this rule. What rule do we walk according to? I'll come to that. Peace be on them and mercy upon the Israel of God. Israel means power with God. God changed the name of Jacob to Israel. And Israel means the one who has power with God. Jacob was a very smart person, so we read in the history. He was constantly looking for ways where he could have power, he could gain power. But God is like saying, I'll show you another rule that you can walk by. I'll show you a way where you can have power with me. Don't worry about gaining power, getting it, but worry about having power with me. And that is the place that God has called us to have power with Him. How do I have power with Him? Well, it starts when He refreshes me about the fact that I am a new creation in Him. What do I mean by someone who is made new or a new creation? He walks by a rule, right? In Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Now there is no more condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There are two laws. There are two principles. And one is the law of sin and death, which we see outside and which we see in us. And there is like a... And then we see another law because of our faith in Christ and because of His work in our life. There is another law, and that's the law of the Spirit of life. And there are two things in us warring. Before, I was in peace. I was like living like, you know, anybody else. Now that I've become a Christian, you know, my life has, I'm like struggling, because that struggle is not by accident. It's because there are two different things that are like clashing inside, and it's the law of the Spirit of life, it's the law of sin and death. But hey, Christ has overcome the world. Christ has overcome the world system, and He's also won victory for us over sin. So I thought of this principle, and then you can relate it to Jacob's story, right? In Genesis 25. This is when Isaac and Rebekah, his parents, they're having when his mother Rebekah is pregnant, and then she has two sons. They are twins, right? And that's Esau and Jacob. She has them in her womb. And this is Genesis 25, verse 24. Oh, 23. Two nations, and this is God speaking to Rebekah, and He's trying to say, He's telling, hey, two nations are in your womb. It's like, what? And two manner of people shall be separated from your bowels. And one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. Right? We can think of that same principle, like two things are in us, and they're at war in us, you know? But, hey, but God, who is sovereign over all things, has said that the... one principle that's in you will have power over the other principle, you know. And this, the law of the Spirit of life, you know, has in it a capacity to build you up in who you are in the new creation that Christ has made you to be. And then also that gives me the experience of the victory that I have in Him, right? So this is very good. I'm excited about this message. I didn't intend it to be so serious, but the here's the thought. I just want to finish with one last verse in Hosea. Turning to a lot of places. Hosea chapter 12, verse 3. But can you respond to me? Are you following the thought I'm coming down to? Okay, this is the thought. Okay, Hosea chapter 12, verse 3. This is speaking of Jacob, right? Coming out of the womb. He comes out in a very interesting fashion. When he comes out, Esau comes out first, but then Jacob is grabbing his heel. So the baby, the first baby is out, and then Jacob is like, has an iron grip on his heel, right? And that is the picture that this is talking about. And Jacob has this thing constantly like, what Esau has, somehow or the other, one way or the other, I'll get it. But God has promised him that he doesn't have to worry about, but like one way or another, I'll get it. But here's the thought. In verse 3 it says, he took his brother by the heel in the womb and by his strength he had power with God. And verse 4, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him, and he found him in Bethel, and there he spoke with us. Even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. This is the thought that Jacob, he's in catching the heel. I'm trying to, it's like me trying to in one way or another grab hold of what, like you know, what can God do to me? What can God do in my life? And I want to get a grab of that. But God is saying, you have to, that's like step two. Step one is this, that the Lord himself, Lord is his memorial. The Lord is my memorial. Get a grip. If I get a grip of that, I don't need to get a grip of, I don't need to hang on to Esau's heel. So here is what happened. Later on in Jacob's life, he meets an angel, right? He wrestles with an angel, and that is, you know, an Old Testament, we say it's an Old Testament appearance of Christ. We say it's like he is wrestling with God himself, and God does something to him. He touches a special part. He touches his thigh, and then from then on, Jacob is on a limp. He never walks straight from that time. But you know what? That limp set something straight in his head, right? He learned something, that the Lord is my memorial, right? Unless God has that place in my life where he has touched the hip, I don't know how to let go of this. I want to grab his heel too. Like, ooh, no. There is another rule that I'm living by. It's by the law of the Spirit of life, right? And I can be excited about that. And I have a message for someone who's weary in any season. When I see them, I can tell them, hey, you know what? There is hope. And there is a message. Okay? Dear Lord, thank you so much. Bless this morning. And Pastor Guru, as he shares the message with us, thank you for bringing each one of us, Lord. And God, may this morning be a refreshing time for us in your word, Lord, in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.